thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. Father, thank you for keeping us all these days and all of our lives. You've been faithful, Father. And so we just bless you right now. We honor you. We adore you. We yield to you. We magnify your holy name. We surrender right now in this place. Your ways be done. We just love you, Father. We thank you. We thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your holy name. Your name is worthy to be glorified. We know that you know, God, but we want you to know that we know that you're a mighty God. We just bless you right now in the name of Jesus. There is no name above your name. There are no other gods besides you. You are the only true and living God. What you say is so, and we have no other report. So we thank you for it right now. We thank you for it. We receive it right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we thank you, Father. Come on, tell him you love him for a minute. Father, we love you. We adore you. We thank you. We recognize you as a clear and present help. We thank you for who you are. Oh, we love you. We thank you for what you've done, but we thank you for who you are. Thank you for never leaving, never forsaking, always doing everything that you said you would do. You're not a man that you should lie. So we thank you that you keep your word. Whatever you say, that what it is in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your direction. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving on us when we weren't love worthy, Father. We just bless your holy name. You get all the glory. You get all the praise. Oh, you get all the honor. It all belongs to you. We lift our hands. We surrender. We surrender to your will. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in this service tonight. And we bless you for it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge you. We acknowledge you right here from the inside. We know that you're here. And we are here to hear exactly what you've got to say. No other words but your word in this place. So we bless you right now, Father. We honor you. We dedicate this moment to you with a clear focus. We'll focus on your will this morning and this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Galatians chapter 2. These will be some familiar scriptures that we'll go to. I want to rehash, and I want you to remember that faith and believing are not for things or for outside circumstances. All right, we have to realign our faith. Say realign.
Realign.
Come on, say it loud. Say realign.
Realign.
Come on, say I have to.
I have
realign,
to. Realign
my faith.
My faith.
You ever drove your car and your alignment was off? Mm-hmm. Anybody? I'm the only one. Anybody? Yeah. Well, what happened when your alignment off? Yeah, you're going off the side of the road. Lord, have mercy. You're going off the side of the road. Because y'all know when your alignment on, y'all be letting that wheel go sometimes. I know what y'all be doing. Y'all do the one hand, or you try to drive with your leg. You see my dad do that. I never could master that one. Or sometimes you let it go for a quick second. Because it's alignment. Everybody say alignment. But when your alignment is off, you can't let that wheel go. Matter of fact, you got to overcompensate. Whatever way the alignment is off, you got to pull a little more to the right just to make sure you're staying even.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes it gets the shaking. And that wheel get tight, huh? Yeah, it's not easy. It's not as easy as it was designed to be. And then we have to, I like that word, I like that. We have to overcompensate. Sometimes we try to use our prayers and our worship to overcompensate for our position. Thanks, Holy Ghost. I'm going to say it like this. We overdo our prayers. Because we're trying to compensate for position. We overdo, I'm using these P's, we overdo our praise. Because we're trying to compensate for our unaligned position. And the grace of God will meet you in your overcompensation. But after a while, it gets frustrated. After a while, unalignment gets frustrating. Because it shouldn't be this difficult. I shouldn't be holding on to this wheel this tight.
That's right.
It wasn't designed to be unaligned. Well, all you have to do is very simple. All you have to do is take it to the shop. We at the shop tonight, y'all. I just want y'all pulled in. Y'all, we at the shop.
Yes, sir.
All right. You got to let the mechanic do what they're doing, though.
Yes,
Can I get an Can I get an amen? You got to let the mechanic work on you.
Yes,
yeah, stop. Get out the garage. Trying to tell the mechanic what he need to be saying.
Yeah.
Let the mechanic just go ahead and work on you, all right? We're going to work on you, all right?
Yes, sir.
But all you got to do is bring it in.
Good.
Bring it in and let it be aligned.
Yes,
everybody say, align my faith.
Align.
Come on, say it again. I say, align my faith.
Align.
One more time, say, align my faith.
Align.
Now, because our faith is unaligned, if it's out of line, then we're drawing the wrong things towards us. And sometimes the things that are supposed to be coming our ways are not coming because our faith is unaligned, right? Now, the true alignment of your faith will cause the right things to come to you because God is working through you. Unalignment, there's the message is called position of the sun, but I'm talking about unalignment right now. Because unalignment will have us waiting for God to do something out here. God, what you gonna do? Lord, come through. God, show up. There's a scripture, Jesus says, in that day, you're not going to ask me nothing. You'll go to the Father for yourself, and the Father going to love you. But the unalignment expects it to come from somewhere else. So I'm unaligned, so now I'm expecting a miracle to happen out here when the miracle is right there in you. Say, in me.
In.
Come on, say, the miracle is in me. Come on, say it again. The miracle is in me.
The miracle is in me.
Come on, watch this. Watch this. You ready? Say, I am the miracle.
I am the miracle.
Now, whether you know it or not, you are the miracle. I can, by basic, and we forget these things because we get so caught up with everything else. Distraction. Distraction makes you miss out on the miracle that you are. You're a living miracle right now. I know. You sit there and immediately you start thinking about what you don't have. Wow. And what don't come through. That ain't got nothing to do with the miracle that you are. You're a miracle. Come on, breathe. Come on. You're a miracle right now. Did you know you only got 4 minutes? That breath? You 4 minutes away from having brain damage. That's a little too close for comfort for me. And then I realized how much God really loves me. Are y'all understanding what I'm saying? You're not that far away. The earth move out of orbit a couple centimeters, everything gonna freeze. I don't think we understand how close we are to destruction and how the faithfulness of God has kept us aligned. When you were conceived, and I don't want to go in that class, this ain't sex education, but when you were conceived, there were a bunch of them swimming. But yours made it. And then the scripture says we still don't know how the bones grow in the womb. We still don't know how you put a seed in the ground and for some reason how that thing opens up and cracks up and then a tree can be made out of a little bitty seed. We still don't understand, but we're distracted. The statement is heaven is all around you, but you can't see it. Because the cares of this world, y'all heard that scripture before, right? The cares, watch this. The cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches and lust for other things. What other things? Things other than who you are.
Right.
Come in and choke the word. And then we can't even see it. The serpent is a distraction. The serpent in the garden is meant for distraction. Are you understanding me?
Yes, sir.
There's another position that we have to live. Galatians 2:20. And we talk about that grace being frustrated. Galatians 2:20. And we know that some of y'all can quote this with your eyes closed. Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth? Come on, say amen.
Amen.
But we got to make sure we live in it. Verse 20. I am crucified with Christ. Are you? Are you? What does that mean, to be crucified with Christ? We're not nailing people to crosses in 2024. So what does that mean, to be crucified with Christ? Let's read it. Come on. Ready, read.
I am crucified with Christ.
Stop right there. So I'm crucified. Then what's the next line? Nevertheless, say it.
Nevertheless.
I live.
Yet not I.
But Christ lives in me. Not on me. Not around me. He could have said anything you want to say, but he said. It's important. And that life that I said, nevertheless I live, and the life that I now, when I live it, now, everybody say now.
Now.
The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Now, why does he have to define by the faith of the Son of God? Because it means there's faith of something else. There's faith of other people. There's faith of other reports. There's faith of other lifestyles. There's faith of other things that you could be living by. But I'm crucified with Christ. Am I?
Yeah.
Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me in the life that I now live in the flesh. I live by the faith of the Son of God. Faith. Can I give a definition of faith? Can I give it? I can't hear y'all.
Yes,
y'all know me. Y'all know me already.
Yes,
y'all know.
Sir.
Can I give a definition of faith? Everybody say yeah.
Yeah.
Watch this. Faith is simple. We learned it over the years. They say faith is acting and believing on the word. Well, cool. That's good. What does that mean? Acting and believing on the word, right? All we say it over and over, confess it and confess it again. We've had thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of definitions of faith.
Yes, sir.
But when I looked in the scripture, and I got a Strong's dictionary. I looked in the Bible. In the Bible, y'all know the Bible, right? Yeah, I looked in the Bible and I hit the word because it tells where the derivative of the word come from and the original meaning of the word. And it just says a conviction of truth.
Amen.
Come on, put that down. Faith is a conviction of truth. You see how simple that is? That's even more simple than acting and believing on the word. It is just a conviction of truth. Everybody say conviction.
Conviction.
Of truth.
Of truth.
So the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the conviction of truth of the Son of God.
Yes.
So I don't have a truth, any other truth.
Wow. Right.
I don't have any political truths.
That's good.
Y'all know they campaigning. I know what's going on right now. I don't have any presidential truths. Yeah. I don't have any, watch this. I don't have any economic truths. The economy, I don't have any educational system truth. They don't tell me what the truth is.
Yeah.
They can give me some information about the system that they made.
Right.
They can indoctrinate me to the system that they made, but they can't tell me the truth.
No. All right.
They can give me some facts, but the truth is a person.
Yes. Yes, sir.
John 14 and 6, don't have to turn there. He says, I am the way. The truth, that's not a funeral scripture. Amen. Say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. The truth is a person. So my conviction, my faith, my conviction of truth is my conviction in the identity of Christ. Not just in who he is and what he did, but also in who he said that I am. Trust. Everybody say, I trust God. I trust in God, my Savior, the one. Y'all shall jam, ain't it? Some of y'all know that song? Some of y'all know it. Don't act like y'all don't know it. Y'all know y'all be on YouTube watching the songs. If you don't know it, we probably gonna end up singing it here. I trust God. Everybody say, I trust God.
I trust God.
Come on, say, I trust God.
I trust God.
Come on, say it again. I trust God.
I trust.
Now, what does it mean to trust God? I'm asking. Have faith in him. I got you. What does it mean to trust God? You know, truth and trust go together.
Yeah.
Truth, trust, they come from the same root. What does it mean to trust God? Depend on him. You know, somebody said depend on him? Yeah, amen. We good? Let's depend on him, right? So that's good. Have faith in him. Come on, anybody else? Anybody got another one? Huh? I can't hear you. What? That will be done. I got you. What is this? Complete confidence. Amen. All those are good. Amen. All those go together. Amen. Complete confidence, dependence, thy will be done. Right?
Yeah.
We good? I heard somebody say, I trust God that, you know, he always going to come through. He going to do what he said he going to do. We believe that, don't we?
Yes.
But sometimes we limit our trust. Here we go. You ready? Sometimes we limit our trust to what he can do and not what he said about what you can do. Because if you trust in God, you got to trust him all the way. You can't trust God. You ever seen them people do them truth falls? The trust falls? Anybody want to do one? Nah, I ain't going to do it. Trust falls, right? Well, in order to trust somebody, for the trust fall to happen, you almost want to do it right now. The trust fall to happen, you got to trust all the way and let it go.
Yeah.
Anybody ever done it? I've done one before. I've done it before. Trust me. That means I really trust this person enough to know that they're going to catch me when I let myself go. No. I'm going to say that again. I trust enough that I know that they're going to catch me when I let myself go. Deny yourself. Any man come after me, let him deny himself.
Yes, sir.
I let myself go. Any man come after me, let him deny himself. Yes. Take up the cross and follow me. Yes. Trust. So have we been trusting God for what he can do, but not what he told you can? Because I don't really trust him if I don't believe what he told me I am. I trust God. I trust God. I trust God that he's going to come through. Come through where? Come through you. We're moving from God moving on your behalf to moving through you. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? It's not even anything different. Him moving on your behalf is him moving through you. But we've left a position out of place. We've left a space unoccupied. That space unoccupied is us. We've left it unoccupied. We want him to do everything on the outside of us and not realize that it's Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Yes, sir.
I asked Darius. I said you trusted Darius when you was younger, you trust him. Remember, I said you trust him when you was younger. I said, what you trust him for? Well, I trusted him to make sure I had some food. Can I get an amen? Yeah. Now, I trusted him to protect me. Yeah. Right? I trust that what he was telling me, I can go ahead and do that. I trust him to make sure I got a roof over my head. I trust him for the things that I couldn't do on my own. Yeah. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I said, well, Darius, what you trusting for now? Wow. You're not a little baby no more. The perfecting of the saints.
Yeah.
The perfecting of the saints. Everybody say perfecting of the saints. Yeah. Perfecting of the saints doesn't mean I got to grow up.
Yeah,
I got to grow up. Ephesians 4, go over there. Ephesians 4 real quick. Ephesians 4 real quick. That means I got to grow up. I said, what are you trusting for now? Well, he don't need him to. Dad's a grown man now. He a grown man. Amen. I said it quick. I said it fast. Amen. So y'all, was no space in there. So now Dad's is providing for himself and his wife.
Amen.
Right? He's doing some things because he's a man. Because he's grown up.
Yeah.
Jared, you're daddy too. Right? He's grown up. Right? Now, what is he trusting for now? I said, well, he said, I can trust him when he tell me something or give me some advice or tell me something I need to do. I can trust that what he's saying is for my best.
Yeah.
And so but hold on. But I have to go do what he said.
Yeah.
Do y'all hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, God is your protector and your director but at some point, there's a growth that has to happen where then you begin to take on the character of your father.
Amen.
In John 5, I don't know if I got time to get to John 5. He started telling that boy, take up his bed and walk. He said, they got mad at him because of the Sabbath day. We're going to go to Ephesians. They got mad at him because of the Sabbath day, and they got upset with him. And Jesus said, well, shouldn't this man, he need to be walking on the Sabbath day? And they said they got mad with him and upset. He said, my father works, so I work.
Amen.
Yeah. No. I didn't wait for my father to do the work. This is Jesus. Everybody say Jesus.
Jesus
says, my father working, so I'm working.
Yeah.
It's something I got to do. There's been a veil. I call it a fake faith. There's been a veil. And the veil has been covering our identity. And this is why we can have prayers that don't get answered. This is why we can make confessions that don't come to pass. We give ourselves excuses. Well, you know, I got to be patient. They that wait on the Lord. Y'all know we give ourselves every excuse for why something don't come through. When in actuality, we've excused ourselves out of the equation. So we rely on our faith and belief is for identity. If you had faith as a grain of mustard seed about who you are, then you'd say, and it will do what you say. Faith is not for the thing on the outside. Faith is for understanding your insides. I know. It's a new gate. I know, I understand. The faith was created for this. Belief was created for this. It was created for identity. It was created for you to believe what God said about you.
Right.
Breathe in the man and man become a living soul. Made in my image and my likeness. See, we skirt over these things because it becomes normal to us because we're religious. Hold on. Understand what you're saying. The same Lord you are good and your mercy, the same God that you worship, said he made you in his image. Amen. A lot of these songs, God's saying, I know. A lot of these songs that we're saying so many good things about God, he said, I know, guys, I know. Hey, I got it. You don't have to repeat it again. I got it. I knew it before you said it.
Right. Yes, sir.
Do you know? Do you know that you good and your mercy do it forever? Do you know that as he is, so are we in this world? Do you know that that's you too? They got mad with Jesus because he called God his father, making himself equal with God. What are we talking about, people? Why do we ever live like we less than? Why do we ever allow anybody else to tell us anything? I know why. Because we have not. Watch this. It's in Ephesians 4. I got to go. Ephesians 4, verse 11. Right. Because we don't want to get ahead of it. Ephesians 4, verse 11. All right. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. For what? Keep reading. Keep reading. And I'll read back to the beginning of verse 12 for the perfecting. Look at your neighbor and tell him, grow up. Watch this. Verse 13. Now, what is the perfecting of the saints? The work of the ministry, the edifying of the body. You ready for this? Verse 13. Unity of the what? Oh, that's that faith. That's a conviction of truth, ain't it? It's that same thing, right? We know what faith is for, right? Faith is not for outside things now. Faith is for identity. Faith is for believing that what God said about me is the truth.
Yes.
Who God said that I am is who I am. Regardless of what my circumstance says, regardless of how I feel, regardless of whether I might doubt a little bit in my mind is submitted to the mind of God.
That's right.
My faith is in who God said I am.
That's right.
This is what my faith is for.
Yes, sir.
I take my faith off of those things because all these things are added.
Right.
If all the things are added, then I don't need faith for things. Because all these. Realign our faith. Till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge. There it is. There go that son. The Son of God. And of the knowledge of the Son of God. Now, when you read that, because of the way that we've learned it, we thinking knowledge of Jesus. Like we know about Jesus. But he's saying the knowledge of the Son of God. Can I let it sit there for a minute? He's saying, till we all come into the unity of the faith. So when you see and, that means you can say till we all come into the knowledge of the Son of God too. Because it's a conjunction. I learned a little bit in English class. Amen. Till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. Look at the next part. Now we got to slow down, everybody. We got to slow down and read our word for a minute. We got to slow down and read our word, not for ritual, but for reality. We gotta put the word and look at it and say, what is he saying to me? What is expect? Okay, you got an apostle. Verse 11. Now what? What did he give you an apostle for? You're not listening to your apostle if you don't come to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. You're not paying attention. You're not listening. Until we come into the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, that means your knowledge is knowledge of a Son of God.
Yeah.
Until a perfect man. Yeah, mature. Until the measure. This statement says this, and I had to read this. I was teaching it in my class. Until the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That means we are supposed to measure up to the fullness of Christ? Hold on. To the measure. You ever measure something? Come on, can I get an amen?
Amen.
I know it's quiet. I love quiet church. Amen. I mean, you're thinking, amen, hallelujah. It's kind of services I like. Shouting too much, I ain't saying nothing. and you measure something. That means you got to measure up to Christ. Then it says the stature. So he goes a little deeper to show that I'm not playing around. Measure and the stature. That means whatever his stature is, that's your stature. Of the, not a little bit of Christ, not a piece of him. Everybody say fullness of Christ.
Fullness of Christ.
That we henceforth, verse 14, be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie and wait to deceive. Yeah, they lie and wait to deceive to you about your faith. They taught you a doctrine for you to put your faith on stuff. I know they're shooting at me. They're online shooting at me. I understand. I come just ducking and shooting. I ain't got a duck. They told you to use your to have your faith thing. And it worked a little bit every day. You might be 25%, 50% out of all your faith projects. Come on, y'all. Come on. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Come on. We got to own it. If we don't own it, it won't change. We got to own that.
Amen.
Y'all know that. Hold on. Same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells well inside of me. What's going on here? Somebody missing something. It ain't God. Told you to put your faith on your faith plan. You put your faith thing on the wall and all that. And put your faith thing out there. They told you to do that. And now, watch this. And I think I said that you're trying to say something. You're trying to confess and believe something when you don't believe who you are. You're trying to speak something into existence when you don't know that you exist. You don't know how you exist. So now my words can end up being empty. Because there's no identity on the inside of them. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. What about Eli waiting to see? But speaking the what? And remember, the truth is a person. In what?
Love.
Love. Remember, love is an identity. Love is identifying. God is love.
Yes.
So if God is love, I can go to John 1 and prove all these things. John 1 said, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. That means those words are alive things.
Yes.
God is love. Love is God. Love is a person.
Yes.
Truth is a person. Say it. Love is a person.
Love is a person.
Come on, say truth is a person. Come on, say love and truth
are
the same person.
The same.
And if love and truth is God, and God is love and truth, if Jesus is the truth, then that means I'm the truth as well.
Yes.
Then I'm love as well.
Yes.
But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him. In how many things?
All.
A few of them.
All.
Well, just a peace and joy, but that's it.
All.
Just a couple of things. How many things?
All.
Well, how do I grow up into him in all things? Well, in order, I can't get all if I don't give all. The people, they started bleeding for 100-fold return, but they won't give 10%. You ain't never gave 100%. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man soweth, if I give all, I receive all.
Yes,
if I give 100, I get.
Yeah. Yes,
sir. So you've been playing the swap with God. We ain't understanding. We ain't understanding. Watch this. That we may grow up in him in how many things?
All.
But if I grow up in him in all things, then that means my mentality on all things got to be his. On how many things?
All.
Y'all better get out that election. Y'all better get out of that Democratic-Republican discussion. No, I'm talking to you because you're deceiving yourself from yourself. The whole point, can I give y'all? The whole point is for you, it hadn't changed since the garden. The devil ain't got no new tricks. He got one trick, and it's a major look. I made you look. If I can make you look over, if I can make you look, if I can make you stop seeing who you are, then I can tell you who you are. Come on, y'all. Come on. Come on. Come on. This ain't no reflection. I ain't talking about nobody. The only people we need to be talking about is who we are in Christ. This is the only conversation. I've determined not to know anything among you. Save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Sometimes I get a little bit much for people. Sometimes I get a little too much for people. What it takes to be determined to know nothing but Jesus Christ becomes a little too much. We like Jesus. And we even say we love him. But can we die for him? Can I lose my life? Oh, it's getting tight. It's getting tight. It's getting tight in the name of Jesus. Can I lose my life to find it? Because you can't find it unless you lose it.
That's right.
I didn't come up with that. Jesus said that. That's some red words. If you can't even follow Jesus till you deny yourself. What? You mean to tell me the place that I don't deny that I am myself, I'm not following Jesus there? It's a challenge. Now, the challenge is to allow the greatness of who God is to come out you. You don't even know who you are. And the distraction and the deception don't want you to know. Because had he known, he would not have crucified. So watch this. My whole goal is to get you not to die. That's the devil. If I can keep you from dying, you'll never resurrect. If I can keep you from dying, you'll never have all power in your hands. Wow. Do y'all hear me? If I can keep you from, if I keep you alive to everything that I told you is living, then you can never have the true life that God is trying to filter in here. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is. How many things?
Oh.
Wow. Which is the head, even Christ. All things. Wow. From who the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplied according to the effectual working of the measure of every part maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. This I say therefore and testify in the Lord that you henceforth walk not as the other Gentiles. In other words, don't walk like somebody that ain't a child of God. Don't walk like that. Stop walking like that. Hey, stop walking like that. You got a little too much twang in there. Hey, stop walking like that. Straighten that up. Don't walk like that. Watch this. In the vanity of their minds. The vanity of your mind says this. The one that thought he was the wisest that ever lived before Jesus, he said everything was vanity and vexation. The reason he got caught up like that because he got caught up on his will and what he wanted to do and how he wanted to do things. And now he think everything don't nothing matter just because it didn't matter to him. Stop being so selfish. The vanity of your mind says you just want to do something for yourself, not knowing who you are as yourself.
Wow.
All right, Holy Ghost, thank you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Everybody say thank you, Holy Ghost.
Thank you.
Come on, say it again. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Thank you.
Now, the enemy wants to keep you in the vanity of your mind. It's vain. You're so vain. I bet you think this song is about you. This is a song. You're so vain. The vanity of your mind. The vanity of your mind has you reaching. The vanity of your mind will have you reaching for fruit for something that you already are. The serpent spoke to the vanity of their minds. Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
And made them reach to try to be something. When you already say, I am something.
I am
some- I say, I am somebody.
I am somebody.
I'm already somebody.
I'm already somebody.
I don't need your labels. I don't need any of that. I'm already. Come on, say, I'm already.
I'm already.
Having the understanding darkened. That means, watch this. Everybody comes from God, but your understanding is darkened. So now you don't know you're a child of God.
Okay.
So now you feel like you got to go get it on your own.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what they teach us. Oh, yeah, they teach us to climb that ladder. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They teach you to climb that ladder to get as much as you can. Build your legacy. Your legacy is only the leg you see. When you're racing, You know, when you're racing the relay race, the Olympics just happened. Each part of the race is called a leg. Yeah. It's only the leg that you see. The life that you're living right now, the span of what your life is only the leg of the race that you're seeing. This only you right now, you're holding the baton. Come on, everybody, hold your hand up like you're holding a baton. Hold on. Right now, because you're breathing, everybody breathe in and breathe out. Now, because you're alive, that means you're holding the baton. You know, talking about the generation. No, this is the generation that you're living in. So you're holding the baton right now. This is your legacy. Yeah. You can put your hand down. This is the leg that you're seeing. But how are we running? Having the understanding dark and being alienated from the life of God. 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 The life of God that is in you, you are alien to it. You're not even living from where you're from. Through ignorance that is in them. The ignorance is where? Oh, you mean the ignorance got in there. The ignorance got in there. The ignorance got in there. You know the root word of ignorance is ignore. So it ain't that the information ain't there. It ain't that, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. It ain't that you ain't been told. But we ignore it because sometimes what it takes for us to be that is a little too difficult for us. That rich young ruler goes away sad because he has great possessions. They're saying Jesus beheld him. He saw him, he looked at him, and he loved him. He identified him. Yeah. And he said one thing. I mean, he said 29 things. He didn't say 32,000 things. He didn't say a bunch of stuff he had to do, a bunch of stuff. He just said, they got one thing you lacking. Because you can't run over here looking for this. You came over here looking for eternal life. You came over here and bowed down and worshiped and said you want eternal life. So this I'm going to show you how to get eternal life. This is one thing you're lacking. Go sell what you got. Give it to the poor, take it to the cross and follow me. Some of these thought processes, we got to sell them. We got to get rid of that. We holding too many things. And follow me. He go away sad because he got great possession. He walked away sad because he's smart. He walked away sad because he's trying to hold on to the little bit that he got. We have no idea, exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither into the heart of man, the things that God had prepared. Do we slow down and read those things? If you really slow down and read that, it will really make you sit there and look out the window for a little while and be like, what am I doing? Why am I missing it? There's some way I'm not seeing what God is showing me about me. Who being in the past have given themselves over to lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. And it's because they understand it wasn't dark, was darkened and that it was alienated from the life of God. Watch this. To work all uncleanness with greediness. Verse 20. But you have not so learned Christ. If so, be that you have heard him. Have you heard him? Don't answer me real quick. Have you heard him? And have been taught by him. These levels. See, I heard you. Now I got to be taught by you, right? Come unto me, all that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and for I'm meek and lowly in heart, you'll find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy. Am I been taught by him? As the truth is in Jesus. That you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust, see, deceived lust, and be renewed, well, in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness. Righteousness means equity. It means the equity of God. It's created in equality with God. And true holiness. Oh, you trying to tell me there's a fake holiness? Why would it? Why you? If I got to say something true, that must mean they got a fake version. It's a real diamond. It must mean they got... Now watch this. It says wherefore, and I wanna hit it real quick because wherefore putting away lying. And when our faith is in the wrong place, watch me now. When our faith is functioning from the wrong position, everybody say position.
Position.
Come on, say it again, position.
Position.
One more time, say position.
Position.
When I'm living from the wrong position, I end up with the wrong possessions. Watch this. Even my actions become wrong because I'm living from the wrong place. Even if I'm functioning in my faith from the outside, I'm trying to get my hands straight, but my heart ain't straight. Jesus says, your mouth is close to me, but your heart is far from me. See, he's working from the inside out. Everybody say inside out.
Inside.
Come on, say it again. Say inside out.
Inside.
Use your hands. Say inside out.
Inside.
Come on, say inside out.
Inside out.
But he works from the inside because the inside is where you started.
That's right.
He didn't breathe into the air and then man became a living soul. He breathed into man. So he starts with the inside. Your beginning was the inside.
Amen.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yes.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Inside. We've been trying to work from the outside in, and that's why we can't break the habits. Amen. Drop me off in any place that somebody's trying to break a habit, and I'll tell them how to break it right now. Because you're working from the wrong place. You're working from the outside, but the outside ain't got the power to do it. And see, wherefore? See, verse 25, wherefore? Putting away lying. See, you're trying to put lying away. You're trying to not do all these things. He said, but wherefore means, watch this, through which thing? Wherefore means through which thing? Which thing? That thing right before that. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. As you put on the new man, which after God has created in the righteous and true holy, wherefore through that thing you put away lying. The commandments, y'all know the commandments, thou shalt not?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was just trying to tell you who you was. Depending on which way you're working. If you're working from identity, then it tells you, oh, yeah, I sure don't kill. Oh, you know what? I know who I am. I sure don't steal. I'm not a thief.
Yeah.
But if you're working from the outside, you got to do it. I'm trying not to steal. I'm trying not to. Don't commit it, don't kill nobody. Because you're working from the... But when I'm working from identity, I realize, oh, you're just telling me what I'm not going to do.
Right.
See how easy that becomes?
Yeah.
See how clear Jesus makes that for us? He tells me, oh, when you realize who you really are, then you won't do these things.
Right.
The only reason some of these things can come out of you because you don't know you.
Yeah.
Dogs bark and bees buzz. Ain't nobody got to train them. That's their nature.
Right?
Right? We ain't never done a class for the dog. I trained some dogs before, I did. But I ain't trained them how to bark. When you know who you are, you be who you're supposed to be. You produce what you're supposed to. But we're working from the wrong end of faith. We're working from the wrong end. We got faith on everything outside and never on the inside. I said it Sunday, and I want to say it again. Take that stuff off your mirrors and begin to confess who you are. I know some of y'all went back and ain't take them off because you tied to your confession. You just want that thing to come through. That thing might be the worst thing that ever happened to you. If you get it like you get it, it might be the worst thing that ever happened to you. I don't want what God ain't sending to me. These people will give you ideas all day long and make you connect your faith to it. And now you believing and confessing because you think, oh, that look good. Oh, that look like the will of God. Is it though? I'm going to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. I'm going to make sure that our Father prayer is a filter prayer.
Yeah.
It filters the mess out.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you another one. The will is all in it. Jesus says, Lord, if you can, let this cup pass. Nevertheless,
yeah.
Not my will, but thy will be done. I do want to move over there. Nevertheless. Not my will, but thy will be done. I do want, I don't do, but nevertheless, not my will. But and this is how Jesus prays. How your prayers go? Come on, y'all. Come on, how your prayers been? Them prayers that we've been praying every day. How they go? Do they match Jesus? You will not so learn Christ. Watch this. Do they match Jesus? If they don't match Jesus, stop. Scripture says, bring every thought to the obedience of Christ. That means you got everything you're thinking, you got to make it obey Christ.
Yes.
Come on, clap your hands. Everything you're thinking, everything that I think, everything that comes in my mind, I've got to bring it to the obedience. I've got to take that thought, bring it to Christ. I almost hold it down and choke it. I bring that thought to the obedience of Christ. I bring it to the obedience of them red words. And see what it's saying. Because some of the things we got, we brought it on, and now we're praying to take care of it. When he said, I didn't send that. And some of the things that we're confessing to change in our bodies, we're asking God for healing on the outside when the healing is in you. But you don't know who you are. So because you don't know who you are, you need somebody else to bring it to you. For it is God who worketh in you, both the will and the do of his good pleasure. He working well?
In you.
In you. Stop forcing God to work somewhere else. You want him to work on you. No, let him work in you. Now when he get in there, he going to have to start moving some furniture. Move some things around, throwing some things out the window. Huh?
Yes,
come on, are we ready to let him move some furniture though? No, 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 no. Amen, yeah, 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 amen. Hey, are y'all ready to let him move some furniture though? He gonna rearrange the furniture. I don't like it right there, move it over here. I like sitting over there, Jesus. I didn't ask you where you like sitting. The position of the son. Position is very important. Position is meant to maximize your purpose. Are y'all hearing me? Because see, you got a purpose. Say, I have a purpose.
I have a purpose.
Come on, say, I have a purpose.
I have a purpose.
But God has positioned you as a child of his, as a son of God. He's positioned you there so that he can maximize your purpose.
That's good.
All the things that are positioned in this room, the cameras are positioned where they are to maximize the shot. Why the camera ain't in the middle of the thing right here? Because it wouldn't get the right shot.
Right.
The purpose would be off because it's in the wrong place.
Yes.
The camera's sitting in your seat.
Yes.
Now everybody going to get your point of view and not the real view. Because
yes.
It's out of position. Could it be that if I'm out of position, that I'm not fulfilling to the fullness of what God expects of me just because I'm out of position? Just because I'm playing the wrong part. Ephesians 4 talks about it. Every joint supplies according to the effectual work and the measure of every part.
Right.
To play your part. The part that you play is the son of God.
Yeah.
This is the position of the son. Your faith is to realize what position you are standing in. Every time you wake up, you're a son of God. Every time you go to sleep, you're a son of God. You understand what I'm saying? Making myself equal with God. Y'all nervous about that? When I say that, when it gets nervous, but I didn't make that up. Jesus says that you're going to say it when you say our Father prayer.
That's right.
We don't have that connotation in our culture. We don't have that connotation. We don't understand what that is. But you call God your Father, making yourself equal with God. I want to sit there and let it get uncomfortable for you. You move from just being a believer to a son. It gets to the point that where you don't have to think about it.
That's right.
To be convinced so far to where I don't have to think about it. I said, to be convinced so much in truth that I don't have to think about it, even when the circumstance tells me something on the outside.
Yeah.
Jesus says, how are we gonna feed them people now? There's a line in there that says, he already knew what he was gonna do. He didn't say he knew what God was gonna do. I know God gonna come through and feed these people. I know God gonna show up. He didn't say none of that. He said he knew what he was gonna do. And the only reason he knew what he was gonna do is because he know who he was. Are y'all seeing me?
Yes, sir.
Sometimes we're praying too long for direction. Here we go. Y'all ready? Y'all gonna start quoting it when I say it. You ready? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Yeah, go ahead and finish. Come on. Lean not to him. To who won't understand it? Because your understanding dark.
Yeah.
I said alienated, dark and understanding. Lean not to your
own.
In all thy ways. I acknowledge him well. You get it? See, I acknowledge him in here. I acknowledge that God is on the inside of me. Say it.
I acknowledge that God is on the inside.
When you acknowledge something, you give it respect. You say that it is. You know, you're not going, you know, you say when you're little kids, you tell you're not going to speak. Remember little kids walk in? You better speak when you walk in. When you see grown-ups, you better, good evening. Hello. We're not having that attitude talking about you don't want to speak. I'll slap you across your head. You better speak when you come in here. Oh, you're not speaking today? Y'all know y'all done heard all them phrases. Acknowledge.
Yes.
In all your ways. Watch this. He didn't say I'll give you direction. He said I'll direct your path. Do y'all understand that your path will be directed?
Yeah.
No, I won't tell you what direction to go in. I start directing your path.
Yeah.
No, I got to say it again. I won't tell you what path to take. Whatever path you take, I'm directing it.
That's good.
So you just got to walk.
That's right.
Come on, y'all. Come on. See, we keep asking God this way or that way. He said, my way.
Right.
No, watch this. You want to go further? He said, I am the way.
Yeah.
And so are you. Which way you walking? Abraham did not understand what God was telling him.
Yes.
Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. He told Abraham, I'll bless you and I'll make you a blessing until all the families of the earth are blessed. Watch this. He said, look around.
Yes.
I'd have gave it up. Wherever you set your foot at,
yes,
is yours.
Yes.
Now what Abraham needs to do is start walking. Because
yes,
if Abraham starts walking, then he realizes wherever he steps,
yes,
that's his. Yes. God said it. I'm going to make you a blessing.
Yeah.
This is who you are.
Right.
So because that's who you are, he got into it with Lot. Y'all know the story, right? I don't have to go in there. He got into it with Lot. He said, all right, cool. You choose one and I'm going to take the other one.
Yeah.
I ain't even got to pick.
Yeah. Right.
I ain't even got to choose because wherever I go, going to be blessed.
Right.
Say it, wherever I go,
we'll be blessed.
Watch this. So I ain't even got to choose. Lot thought he was smart and picked the land that was flowing and had the good stuff and had a barren land. And so Lot go over there. This turns into Sodom and Gomorrah.
Right.
Turned into some foolishness.
Yeah.
What land we picking? I see your Holy Ghost. There's a chance that you're picking lands instead of being land. So you got to be the land. The whole time he's trying to tell Abraham it was him. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter where you are. It's who you are. Whoever you are changes where you are. Come on, y'all. Come on. Say amen. This should be empowering to you. Wherever you go, you begin to change that place because the blessing ain't on the place. The blessing is you. Say, I'm a blessing. Say, I am the blessing. Come on, say it again. Say, I am the blessing. One more time. Say, I am the blessing. So wherever I go, the blessing is there.
The blessing is there.
But he didn't understand it. So because he didn't see it, he didn't understand it. We didn't even understand what he was saying. So because we didn't understand, now we got caught up in choosing instead of being chosen. We got caught up in trying to choose which way the right way instead of realizing that he's directing my paths. I could close my eyes and he's going to take me to the right place. Because I trust God. Come on, say, I trust God. Come on, say it again, I trust God. Come on, say it again, I trust God. I trust God not only for what he can do, but who he said I am.
That's good.
Can God lose?
No.
So why? So why do I ever? Romans 8, real quick. I'm going to go through these scriptures real quick. These are the ones that you know. I ain't got time to read Romans 8 like I want to. Just talking about that path, right? Watch this. Verse 14. It started verse 9. But you are not of the flesh, but in the spirit. Are you well? Say, in the spirit.
In the spirit.
If so be that the spirit of God dwell well.
In you.
Huh. Now, if any man not have the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, then the body is dead because of sin. But the spirit is life because of righteousness. Verse 11, read. Ready, read. By his spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are not debtors to the flesh to live after the flesh.
Right.
We don't have to live after the flesh.
No.
We don't have to live after what the outside say.
Right.
Come on, y'all. We are not in debt to the outside.
No.
Watch this. Whatever's outside of you didn't make you.
That's right.
See, are you struggling to fix those things on the outside, and the outside systems make you think you're not nobody? I know that's bad English, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
They try to, and so they get you to struggle to use your power to prove to them that you somebody, I am somebody. To prove to them, you ain't got to prove, you are not debtor to the flesh.
Right.
We are not debtor to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. Verse 14, ready, read. They are the sons of God. They are the servants of God. Is that what it says?
Sons.
It's a difference, ain't it?
Yeah.
It's a difference, ain't it? Yeah. John 1. I'm going to go through these real quick. I know I got to describe, but I don't read verse 1. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Do y'all see that?
Yes, sir.
And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighted who?
Every man
that cometh in the world. Y'all came into the world, huh?
Yeah.
Y'all still here?
Yeah.
All right, that means you. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. That means they did not receive what he was saying.
No.
That means he's trying to tell y'all that don't say before Abraham was I am.
That's right.
Don't stop at Abraham. Father Abraham, they taught us that song when we was younger, didn't they? Hey, man, his son. No. I'm a child of God.
That's good.
I don't stop. Don't say that Abraham your father.
Right.
He came into his own received him not. Verse 12, you read, ready, read. Even to them that believe on his name, believe on his character. Belief is for identity. Even for them that believed on the identity of him. Now, if I believe Jesus, do you believe Jesus? Just like we say we trust God, right? Do you believe Jesus? So if I believe Jesus, if Jesus tells me something, I believe him. I don't think he's lying, huh? Jesus wouldn't lie to you, would he? I got a question. Would Jesus lie to you? Come on, say again. No, Jesus would lie to you, right? So when he says, the works that I do, so you do also, he's telling the truth, ain't he? That's the position of the Son.
Yes,
that's the position of the Son.
Yes,
He's the Son of God. We clear that he's the Son of God, right?
Yes, sir.
But he said, the works that I do, you're going to do it.
That's right.
I ain't got time. Matthew 16, he says, who do men say that I am? They say, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, blessed are thou, Simon Bar Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to my Father which is heaven. And I say also to you. You got to slow down and catch that. You don't say something also unless you add to the thing that was said.
Right.
So I'm going to say it to you too.
Yes.
But Ronnie, you say it to me, I'm going to say it to you.
Yes.
Yeah, thou art the Christ. And I'm going to say it to you too.
Yes,
sir. Yeah. Don't you go slow and read it. Matthew said to go read it.
Yes.
And I say also to you that thou art Peter.
Yeah.
And then upon this rock I'll build my church. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And thou, you too, Peter.
Yeah.
You said I'm the Christ, but you too, Peter. See, realign my faith. Everybody say, realign my faith.
Realign.
Come on, say, I reposition my faith.
I reposition
my faith is in the position of the Son. Say it.
My faith is in the position of the Son.
And I don't let nobody call me out my name.
And I don't let nobody call me out.
Sometimes the circumstances are calling you out your name.
Yeah.
And if I can call you out your name, I can call you out your character.
Yeah.
And if I can get you to act out of character,
yep.
Now I'm controlling you.
Right.
And you've lost your position as a child of God. Verse 14, let's read it again. No, not verse 14, yeah, verse 14, no. Verse 12, oh, no, verse 14 is nice too though. And the word was made flesh. Verse 12, ready, read. I'm gonna say this and I'll be done. Receiving Jesus, it's not just receiving what he did for you, but receiving who he told you was. Because if you try to receive what he's done for you without receiving who you are, you're missing something in the equation. What he's done for you, I do not frustrate the grace of God. That's verse 21, Galatians 2:21. I don't frustrate the grace. Because it'll mean Christ was dead in vain. Does that mean, am I making Christ's death in vain? Christ dying and rising again to show me who I really am? But I make it in vain by being somebody else? No, I do not. I do not frustrate the grace of God. I do not frustrate what God has done for me. And I do not frustrate who God. It is frustrating to God to be somebody else when he told you him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Clap for yourself. Clap for yourself. Clap for yourself. Amen. Clap, clap, clap for yourself. You got it.